I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from the Paso Robles Inn in Paso Robles, California. Come along and join me for a visit with General Manager Erica Freiberger as she shares cool insights about their rideshare program and the inn's long history as an iconic stop for travelers headed up and down the California coast. The inn first opened in 1889 as a spa resort. Following a devastating fire in 1940, it was quickly rebuilt using the original bricks. And fortunately, the original ballroom with 12 guest rooms upstairs was saved from the fire and remains as a historic vestige of the original inn. Freiberger explained that their Safe Ride program is available now through the end of the concert season. Guests staying at the Paso Robles Inn and its sister property, the Piccolo, will have access to reliable round-trip transportation to and from Bina Robles Amphitheater, providing guests with a seamless way to enjoy world-class performances without the hassle of parking or driving to the concert venue. Come along and join Erica Freiberger. Erica, what a legendary, historic place, and it's understated. You have to look, pay attention to the history here.
It is. There's a little gym and garden hiding behind us from Spring Street.
You'd never know. I mean, you're inches off of Spring Street, but it's like this little private
garden oasis.
Yeah. The reason that I came to see you has to do with your ride program.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Yes, so here at the Paso Robles Inn, we are so pleased and looking for ways to make our guest experience effortless and memorable. Our partnership with Slow Safe Ride for the Bina Robles Amphitheater concert season is a natural extension of that.
How did that happen? Was that your idea, or did they approach you?
It was sort of collaborative between Bina Robles Amphitheater, Slow Safe Ride, and ourselves. We currently do have a partnership, and we're always looking for ways to keep our guests and community members safe.
A little TMI, but let's divert for a moment about Bina Robles and that venue. That's another amazing place with the world-famous performers. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, Bina Robles has been a great partnership, and I think it really works well for our guests, somewhere that they like to go visit. About 8-9 months out of the year, you can see worldwide concerts there.
And some of your most memorable.
Well, they just had Rod Stewart, and that was pretty...
Wow.
You know, getting Rod Stewart is pretty great. I think it was sold out.
I bet.
I've been to a few there myself. It's just beautiful to sit up. I love to sit on their grass seating and just seeing the lights and the sunsets at night and watching the performance and enjoying great Paso wine.
So it's an all-outdoor amphitheater.
Yes. They do feature the Bina Robles wine.
Talk to us about the program that you guys instituted.
So the partnership that we are offering with Safe Rides is we are on the route stop. So we have a QR code at the front desk.
Wait a sec, route stop? What is that?
So they've partnered and have other locations throughout Paso Robles and other hotels where if you sign up on a QR code, you can secure your ride to and from the concert.
So you guys don't operate the vans?
We don't. Slave Ride operates.
Interesting. Brilliant no-brainer where... You can go and see Rod Stewart and have all the wine you want and not have to worry about getting a DUI.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's
great room to stay in and places for breakfast and dinner. Head out to the amphitheater, but don't have to worry about driving.
Do you do packages? Is there an incentive financially for somebody to sign up for this?
Yes, if they go to our website, thepasorobelsand.com, they can find any specials or promotions that we are offering over concert time.
Do you pay a premium for the ride? How does that work?
No, it's all included.
Really?
You go on the QR code and it's there for you to secure your ride.
If you stay here.
Yes.
A little bit more about the Inn at Paso Robles. Is that the formal name?
The Paso Robles Inn.
Paso Robles Inn. This place has an incredible history. Let's talk about for a moment the first iteration. the giant 1889 Victorian Mansion Hotel.
So yes, in 1889 was when the Paso Robles Inn was first established. A lot of people here in Paso Robles are very familiar with it in the stories. So it was the really grand hotel. It got going largely in part, and a lot of people know this, of the sulfur water that runs throughout Paso Robles.
That really started Paso Robles as a destination, didn't it?
It did, yes. Yeah. So we had the grand hotel and dining hall and then bathhouses. So a lot of people came here for the healing powers mm-hmm. and a retreat. And they enjoyed the oak trees and the gardens and just the natural setting. One of the original owners of the Paso Robles Inn was Dury James, Frank and Jesse James's uncle. So
wow.
That's kind of a fun little tidbit there. But
yeah, no kidding.
So the sulfur water and then the halfway point between San Francisco and LA was really a drawing point. In 1940, though, it was December 12, 1940, is when the large fire happened, which did burn down the building.
Which was a giant mansion, mm-hmm. incredible.
One area, though, still survived, which would have been the dining hall, which is what we call the ballroom, the grand ballroom today. It's its own building here. There are 12 sleeping rooms up top, and then you can still have the ballroom for events. So we have a lot of people who love to rent the ballroom. They get 12 rooms mm-hmm. and a ballroom and an event.
Needless to say, weddings.
Weddings.
Huge.
We still host a lot of weddings, birthday parties, all kinds of social events mm-hmm. now, today. So it's, you can always get a little piece of history here.
Love it. So the giant mansion hotel burnt in 1940, mm-hmm. but yet you guys immediately rebuilt.
They did, yes. And it was more in the style that you see today. Mm-hmm. If you came here today at the motor coach, separate buildings, automobiles were really coming on then and driving. Mm-hmm. So it was really built, and you pull right behind your room, you can park, and it was more in that style.
One of the things I love, you can't help but to be smitten by your restaurant. Architecturally stunning,
mm-hmm.
right front row center.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to recall that this was a prime spot for Hollywood stars that would be coming up or down 101, mm-hmm. some of the most famous people that have stayed here.
Well, John Wayne, mm-hmm. We've had Marilyn Monroe. The Pittsburgh Pirates used to do their summer camps and things here in the area and used to stay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a couple other stars?
Recently, Robert Plant stayed with us.
Oh, really?
And he was playing at Vina Robles.
How cool.
Yes.
Did everybody leave him alone? Or
he
just kind of blended in?
He was amazing, actually. He was dining, and he was at the pool, and he was engaging with our guests.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
How many rooms that are here?
We have 98 rooms here at the Paso Robles Inn. Mm-hmm. And our sister property right next door is called the Piccolo. And they have 24 rooms. So we have 122 rooms on this combined campus here.
Some of the on-site amenities we talked about. You have the cafe building out front. What's it called?
So we have the coffee shop, and we also have the steakhouse.
Steakhouse is inside.
Inside. Uh-huh. That's our main dining room. It has a beautiful patio. We are pet-friendly, and they can sit on the patio and enjoy the koi pond in our gardens. And then the Cattleman's Lounge, that's pretty popular.
And it really is that classic 40s architecture, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. So when the building burned, it was all made out of brick. It mm-hmm. was the unburnable building, but it still burned because the structure was wood inside. But those bricks were all saved. And you can still see all those bricks today because it was the facade that was used around all these buildings. So if you really take a close look at some of the brick and you mm-hmm. see it singed white or black, it was from the fire.
And then back to the hot springs. Because I remember, I think it was 1989 earthquake. And right across the street, I mean, the earth opened up and there was like a cauldron of...
In the City Hall parking lot.
Yeah. Right here. So you're sitting on top of... Hot springs, basically.
We are, and from time to time, you smell it. It has its particular odor, but you can smell it depending on the weather. At one time, we did pump sulfur water to 36 of the rooms.
Oh, wow.
That has since been discontinued. Mm-hmm. It's been about 8-9 years, but you can still smell it today, but we are still setting on active hot springs.
So if you wanted to experience the hot springs in Paso Robles today, mm-hmm. where would you go to have a...
I would recommend, if anybody wants to enjoy that, to River Oaks Hot Springs.
Okay.
Today. They do a really great job.
And where is that?
That's up off the 46. It's a beautiful area, kind of sitting on top of golf course, wineries. But you can soak in the mineral tubs.
And what's it called again?
River Oaks Hot Springs.
Wow, I'll have to go check that out.
Soak and get a massage. But they've been a really great partner of ours. Mm-hmm. So we suggest everybody who misses that to go there today.
So you guys, you could drill and tap your own hot springs right on the property if you want.
We have two wellheads here, so we still have an artifact where you can see the original wellhead from the 1900s. And then the one that is no longer in use is here. It's just capped, so it can be reopened if we ever choose.
You ever thought about that? It'd be pretty cool.
It would. We'll have to figure out how to incorporate that. Hot springs water fountain.
I love it. Okay, a little bit more. Anything you want to share about getting a ride to Vina Robles or the hotel or anything?
Well, I think the Vina Robles Amphitheater and Slow Safe Rides is a very important program. As a lot of community members know, ride sharing and taxi services can be a little limited in our area. So I think bringing the Slow Safe Rides in and partnering with them just makes a lot of sense for ease for our guests and taking the worry out of having to go and enjoy a concert and enjoy the food and wine that we are so well known for.
So once again, if I book a room here for the night and I was here when an event was happening, so it's included in the room rate.
You just go on the QR code and to book your slot. The key takeaway is just we're offering something for guests to have a seamless, great experience and take the worry out of figuring out how to get there or come home.
Yeah, so you can have that extra glass of wine and not worry about it.
Yes.
Erica, to learn more about the Paso Robles Inn, amenities here, and the packages that you have, where would the go-to place be?
Our website.
Which is, again,
PasoRoblesInn.com.
That's too easy.
It's in the name.
Erica Freiberger, the general manager at the Paso Robles Inn, thank you for sharing. This has been a great stop on my road trip.
Oh, thank you for coming.
You're very welcome. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Paso Robles, California. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.